This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. A group of architecture buffs got a sneak peek at a 1950s icon this week. The Statler Hilton on the eastern edge of downtown Dallas was a groundbreaking modern building where Tina Turner famously dumped her abusive husband, Ike. After lying empty for a decade and a half, the building's been transformed into a hotel and apartment building, and the president of the National Trust for Historic Preservation, Stephanie Meeks, paid a visit this week. For the Friday conversation, I caught up with her at one of the Statler's retooled hotel rooms. What do you think when you stand in a building like this?
Well, I actually stood in this building once before in 2010, before the renovation.
Oh, boy.
And so it's quite remarkable
to be
here.
And it had been empty for almost a decade.
And it had been empty, and it was a little spooky, actually. There were remnants of the hotel that it was as if it had just been abandoned. So it's great to walk back, and it looks fantastic.
This building's been empty for 16 years. For years, it was kind of like a modernist tombstone at the end of downtown. A lot of people in this town gave up hope that it could ever be reborn. How do you fight that sense of hopelessness?
You know, it's one of the things I've learned since becoming the president of the National Trust for Historic Preservation is how long preservation takes. It really is a long game. Wins don't usually happen very quickly, and the Statler is a good example of that.
The National Trust made its name protecting old structures, older than this, places like Lincoln's Cabin in Washington, D.C. It must be a challenge getting people who are interested in that kind of preservation interested in buildings like this one.
Well, you'd be surprised. So what our research shows us is that these millennials love the benefits of preservation. They like historic buildings, they like historic districts, but they don't always have a deep understanding of what's gone into protecting them.
It also can be a challenge, though, price-wise, for a generation that's kind of been treading water financially.
And one of the things that we've been increasingly researching at the National Trust is this question of affordability and historic buildings. We released a new report last November called the Atlas of Reurbanism. And in that, we mapped historic buildings in 50 cities, including Dallas. And one of the things that we saw consistently across all 50 cities is that blocks that have a mix of old and new buildings have many more affordable housing units than blocks with just new buildings. So preservation and affordability can go hand in hand. And these historic buildings really are playing a very important role in terms of providing housing, but also business opportunities for people across the economic spectrum.
You've spent a lot of time on gentrification, a process that some describe as elitist, forcing folks out of rundown neighborhoods so younger, upscale people can move in. KERA's just finished a series on the people of West Dallas called One Crisis Away, No Place to Go. What role does preservation have in giving those people someplace to go?
Too often I find people link gentrification and preservation together, as if one is necessarily the cause of the other. And our research just hasn't borne that out. I also can cite several examples across the country of communities that are gentrifying without displacing a single resident. And the key, and there's only one key that I've been able to discover, is that they decided at the very beginning that that's what they wanted to do.
Downtown Dallas has been dead for many, many years. It has seen a number of downtown office towers in the last decade or so retooled as apartments. Yet we're still just a few blocks from where a 129-year-old building was knocked down 3 years ago to build a high fashion store. The history of preservation here is pretty checkered. Why do cities like Dallas have such trouble embracing historic preservation?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. In part, not having a full understanding of the value that historic buildings are bringing to the community, which is why the National Trust has been investing in a lot of research to document empirically how older and historic buildings are supporting women and minority-owned businesses, are supporting small businesses, are supporting affordable housing. At the same time, preservation is not a perfect science. And in every city across the country, we continue to fight the good fight. There isn't a city that I can point to that has a perfect track record on preservation, unfortunately.
Stephanie Meeks is president of the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me.